out of him now, and I'm not sure that there's any reason to change this kind of nebulous role that he has inside Joe's bullpen.
There's something else we're going to talk about with Theo tomorrow. We listened back to the interview that he did at the ballpark yesterday. We couldn't play it on the air because the organ and the ambient music was so loud you could barely understand what anybody was saying, questions or answers. But Theo was talking about how they drafted pitchers this year and how their board fell, and he very casually mentioned anticipating rules changes in the game and how that affects pitching development.
Three batter minimum. I think that's most GMs are.
Yeah, the GMs have to think about, you know, there's no more loogies and there's no more just, you know, this guy can throw all he has at two guys here. The three batter minimum, they're already drafting.
You're forced into length.
They're drafting with that, being mindful of that. So we'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
So when do we think the Kimbrel thing will become official?
I would hope sometime in the next 23 hours.
Yeah, my assumption is today.
It'd be great if it happened in the next 45 minutes.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It could. But the question that I have is, are we also getting official Zobrist closure of any kind?
I don't think so. I think that door stays open until the end of the season. I don't think that they will feel it necessary to say anything one way or the other. I think they'll look at it as, if he says he wants to come back, then we'll figure it out. Right. Then, until then, all we know is all we know. So that's what I suspect is going to be the case.
If you bring him back for a month at the, you know, whatever the prorated number is, probably something like $2 million for the final month, and add that in, you know, you're not allowed to make pickups after July 31st anymore. That's a guy that, I mean, if you want to think outside the box, if he's ready to play.
Hey, man, if the boat god is out here giving you 7 RBI games.
He's out. The Bodie
Show. That's right, the Bodie Show.
And where are you relative to the tax? I'm thinking.
You're getting close, it feels like.
Yeah, it feels like I have to know. Skimming right up against it. Well, now, is this like, remember the year that when Patrick Kane got hurt and the Hawks, because he was hurt, was it Antoine Vermette?
Yes, brother named Twan.
They were able to add the brother named Twan, and I think they won the cup, right?
That was the last time they went to the playoffs and won a series. I mean,
yeah, but they got the advantage of having a guy go down and being able to loophole a rule. It's just like the found money that they've got right now.
Same thing with. Why am I blanking? On Hossa, right? Isn't that what happened with Hossa too?
Well,
where they were able to find some money?
Yeah, but that wasn't exactly like some lucky thing. It's like, wait a second, you're allergic to shirts.
But he was, though. He's had a horrible time with this thing.
Yes.
I'm told.
But for it to be an unmanageable career ending.
I mean, if you can't put the pads on, you can't put them on because you got the goop.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, you got the goop. Check the numbers. Kotz has it at $220 million, almost $221 million for the Cubs. They've added in the Craig Kimbrel number already. So that's a lot of money.
You're doing some things.
246, though, that's the one you got to stay away from. Yeah, you got to press the gas pedal. You got a team that can win. Press the gas pedal.
Absolutely. Now, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You can hear these guys. I'll see them. Thank you very much, Connor.
Absolutely.
We'll see these guys out in the bleachers tomorrow. We will all be at Wrigley Field tomorrow in the right field bleachers. Is that where we're going to be? Right field bleachers.
Right field.
Doing our shows. They'll be on from 9 until noon. I'll be on from noon until pregame like today. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves, they're battling for their lives after what happened last night. So go see the Wolves and cheer them on to beat the Checkers. Get tickets at ChicagoWolves.com. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Your boy Aaron Rodgers is big mad about everyone else being better at chugging than him. Check this out.
As far as those other guys, you know, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can, you know, they can say they're better than me.
Aaron Rodgers out here roasting quarterbacks. I'm all for it.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
For all of it.
I'm here. Aaron Rodgers basically told you, Still the king, here for the smoke. If you would like to pass some smoke my way, feel free.
Like, your funny little games. Let's see me on this field, though.
You can chug those beers, Super Bowl and MVP.
Make me a bicycle clown.
So disrespectful, considering who that song was written for, to use it for my stupid birthday. So disrespectful. Tony would know that if he were older. Campy, I expect better from you. Stevie Wonder's your guy. You knew who that song was written for. It wasn't written for me, some dumbass with a birthday. It's written for like a real guy. But yes, it is my birthday today. And now that song's going to be stuck in my head all day long.
Yep, there you go.
It's happy birthday. It's a good song to have stuck in your head, though, because it's Stevie Wonder. But again, disrespectful.
It's been stuck in my head since 7:30 when I contemplated using it in transition.
Oh, okay. So see, all right. So it wasn't on Tony. It's on you. This one's on you.
No, we didn't talk about it until Tony comes in here before transition.
Wait, here it is. Hit it, Tony. Yes, it is my birthday today. And shout out to Maggie Hendricks, my buddy, my birthday buddy. We actually did a podcast today on LoHo Daily. Maggie and I like hung out. It was really fun and geeky, and we talked about Star Trek and covering sports in the Chicago sky and our birthdays and cookies and cakes and donuts and all sorts of other stuff. So it's on LoHo Daily. Yes, today is my birthday, and I thank everyone who acknowledged and said happy birthday. It's very nice of you. That's not going to be a central theme of the show today. I promise you that. This hour is being brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted. Never fry, never lost. Snack nuts. Nothing to hide because they're never fried. All right. We have a short show today because we've got Cubs pregame coming up at 12:45. By the way, tomorrow I'll be out at Wrigley. So if you're out at Wrigley and you get there early enough, I'll be doing my show from the right field bleachers. It's going to be a whole lot. I don't think I've ever done a show from there. I don't know how this is going to work, but we'll make it do what it do, and we will have a good time. So we start the show. Oh, wait, before we start the show, got a text today from the guys over at Bandwagon Champs. They have finished the Chicago Leverage shirt.
Woo.
I'm going to let you guys see the prototype during the break, but it's simple. It's a real simple look, but I think that the people who listen to this show are going to wear that shirt with pride, I think.
See what we do for you guys, fans of the show? We got you.
We do. We do got you, though you might have to pay for that shirt. We start the show as we start all things. The shirt, the show, as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Yes, it is the rundown for Thursday, June 6th.
Second day of June 6th for us.
Yes, on this show. Also have the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That's kind of important.
Tony, what's D-Day?
Don't. Because that's one of the things that'll get them in trouble.
A lot of people died. So
that's true. But
let's leave it there.
That's one of the things that'll get him in trouble. We can make fun of him not knowing who Doug Plank is. We can't do the he doesn't know what D-Day is. All right. I like Tony and I'd like to keep him around, and that'll be the way that he gets fired. Let's talk about what happened last night in the NBA first. Were you surprised? Because Toronto went into Oakland like a Tyrannosaurus Rex and took care of business.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead. Danny Green, another incredible shooting performance. Steph Curry, his brilliance on full display with 47, but not enough for the Warriors.
Draymond Green says, I ain't worried though.
You know, no one cared if guys are hurt. Everybody wants to see us lose. So I'm sure people are happy they're hurt. We just got to continue to battle and win the next game, go back to Toronto, win game 5, come back to Oracle, win game 6, and then celebrate. fun times ahead.
Wah. No one is happy that your guys are hurt, but you're right. None of us feel sorry for you. I had a thought about Draymond. Is Draymond the best non-center help defender ever? Just think about that. Is he the best non-center help defender in NBA history? Because even though I'm not the biggest fan, I could make an argument that he is. We'll table that for another time, but just a thought to put into your head. On to the Bears. Bears OTAs going on. Guys have stuff to say, like Kyle Long, talking about how he feels like this year's version of the Bears might be better than last.
We've been able to improve on something I never thought we'd be able to improve on, which was a highly successful previous year. You know, it's the most success we've had here, at least I've been able to enjoy with my team. And as we continue to get more and more pieces and be able to add more and more things to the stuff we do on a daily basis, it's really scary. You know, the sky is truly the limit for this defense, for this offense, and I just love it here. I love the vibe going on right now.
One of the new things that Kyle Long is talking about is the addition of Cordarrelle Patterson, who says that he thinks this team is real damn good.
This group is very special, man. Not just the offense, you know, the defense is, they so talented, man. Every time I look over there, man, they just seem like it's another person doing something, you know, unbelievable, man. That whole 11 is just, they unbelievable, man. And on offense, man, we feel like we got a lot of pieces. You know, a lot of guys can do a lot of stuff, and, you know, we're just excited for the season to start.
He's going to be one of the gadget guys. I mean, it's been pretty clear that they're going to figure out ways to use him, and we'll see if it makes sense. On to the White Sox. You know how mad I am about the White Sox. Like, these last 2 days of me being hyped and their play is infuriating.
It hurts now when they lose.
Yeah, because we're paying attention to it and we're watching them, like, shrivel up. But I give them props. It was a game that they looked like they were going to lose from the outset, and they actually fought back. And Moncada is on a little bit of a run right now.
As that ball is bashed by Yoan Moncada, deep left field to the wall, and gone! Yo-Yo's done it again. It's a 2-1 score.
Uh-huh. Jose Abreu, he hit a little bit in Washington.
In the air left field from Wellington Castillo. Soto's back. He's not going to get to this one. It's Abreu. And it's 4-3. Jose Abreu with a two-run home run. And the Sox make it 4-3.
And here's the thing. You're sitting there, and it's like, okay, they rally back. This game is tied. Everything, okay, they can salvage. They can get one here in extra. Nah.
Dozier at first, 3-2. Turner cranks it to left field. Jimenez is back at the warning track, and it is gone. The Nationals win it 6-4 on a walk-off home run for Trey Turner. Celebration is on for the home team. The Nationals, in a mini sweep, take this one 6-4.
Yeah, that one hurts. After being a game under 500 and going for 500, the White Sox struggle in D.C. It was not pretty at all. Here's what Ricky Renteria said about the Sox getting swept.
Yeah, always disappointed when you lose. I think that I look at it logically, and some of the things that we, you know, put ourselves, some of the positions we put ourselves in, the players know that. They, you know, it's not like it's not talked about or corrected. But at the end of the day, you got to play good baseball. We talk about that. We preach that all the time. Clean baseball. The club that makes the least amount of mistakes is the one that gives itself a chance to win at a major league level. It's hard to win a major league ballgame. And today we did everything to counter, you know, some of the things that didn't go well. And we put ourselves in actually a real good position. We just weren't able to get it done.
One might argue that in the first game of the series, the manager played a significant role in them losing. One might argue that. But again, this is what happens when you start to pay closer attention to a team. You find stuff that's really maddening and frustrating in games that you should have won, that you didn't win, and you're first guessing instead of second guessing, and stuff's still going wrong! Okay, on to the Cubs, because that is the top story today. That's our number one story that we're working with. Reports are that the Cubs are going to sign Craig Kimbrel. They're still waiting for a physical to make everything official. Yesterday, before the news broke on this, Theo was talking about how they were looking to add to their bullpen.
I've been open, though, about the fact that we'll be aggressive this year in the pen. We've been kind of aggressively moving some pieces around internally and gotten some nice contributions from guys from AAA. And I think we have a number of relievers throwing well, but, always trying to get better out there, too. And we've been open about the fact that at some point, we'll probably get some help from outside the organization. And trades are certainly a possibility. It's usually not quality free agents rolling around this time of year, but the guy that's out there will certainly do our due diligence and see if that makes sense.
Man, Gary Pressey was on one yesterday. I see you, Gary. I see you. He's like, hey, I'm about to entertain these people.
My thing is, like, with Theo, every time he comes out to speak, it's always at the same time that guy is ripping the Oregon. It's like, just go into the clubhouse and talk. Like,
yeah.
It would make the world of difference.
It probably would make things easier, but there is a baseball-y feel to the president of the team coming out and being on the field. But yes, for our purposes, for the purpose of sound, both radio and television, it's not great. It's not great. Yes, you would rather he just go into the really super nice interview room that they have, or we could get nice clean sound and bring it to Cubs fans. But it looks like Craig Kimbrel, barring him passing his physical, is going to be a Cub, which is great. Yesterday's game was banana pants. The Cubs ended up winning 9-8, and it was in big part to the boat god himself, David Bodie.
Here's the pitch by Marquez. This one is hit in the air to deep left field. Look up! Gone! A three-run home run for David Bodie. He indeed got something to hit, and he whacked it out of the yard. Cubs lead 3-0.
Boy, what a mistake by Marquez. You've got the pitcher on deck, and Bodie with big-time pop in his bat and a tie game in the fifth. With two outs, you hang a breaking ball. Bang! 3-0. That I don't understand, but I love it.
Here comes the 1-0. Bodie swings and lines one to deep left. This will drop in and one hop off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. Contreras rounds third. He's coming home. The throw, the slide, safe. A bases clearing three-run double for David Bodie. And the Cubs have blown the game open. 8-3 now the lead over the Rockies here in the sixth. Bodie swings and lines one. Base hit in right field. Contreras rounds third. He's coming home. Here comes the throw. Head first slide. Throw gets by. He's safe. Contreras scores. And the Cubs get that extra cushion. A 9-7 lead over the Rockies. On the RBI hit by David Bodie. Number 7 on the night.
Great calls by Zach Zaidman right there. David Bodie, 4-for-4, 7 RBIs, a career high for him. The boat god was in full effect last night. The other part of this, Yu Darvish was all right yesterday. You still want him to get me through the six, like get me that six innings. But he goes 5 1/3, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts.
I feel like that may have been my fault because I didn't know, because I said what's up to him, and I guess you're not supposed
to. No, you can't talk to a starting pitcher on the day that he pitches.
My bad.
Yeah, I mean, you'll learn. There are all sorts of stuff that you...
He said what's up back. He didn't seem bothered.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think what's up is probably okay. Don't ask him any questions, but sup is probably as
is
far
as... question?
Sup. If you just say sup and he just gives you a little head nod, I think that's probably all right. But if you had an actual relationship with him, it would be okay. Probably not as the first time you talked to Yu Darvish on the day that he started. I actually think that this is like a Darvish special. Like that line he has, 5 1/3, 2 earned, that's a Darvish special right there.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Cubs fans.
Oh, see, Tony was very helpful in that regard. This segment is being brought to you by Campland RV. Head over to Campland RV for the 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. We are going to talk about the Craig Kimbrel signing. We'd like for your feedback on it as well. How do you feel about the Cubs doing this? 312-644-6767 is the number. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Cubs baseball is coming up at 12:45. We're talking about the Cubs until then here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score.